around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:26. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Have a good day. We're going to be talking today with Heidi Smith, the brand new manager of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not too bad. But trying to stay warm.
Yes, definitely.
But so yeah, I said brand new because you took over, what, March 1st?
Yes.
And so how are things going so far?
Pretty good. I've been staying pretty busy with all of our events and learning about all the different things in Farm Bureau and what Randolph County does specifically, since every county is a little bit different. So it's interesting to see different sides of things.
Now, is this your first time as a manager?
Yes.
Okay, so... I'm assuming you went to school for agriculture related.
Yep. So I actually grew up in Sycamore, Illinois, up in DeKalb County. And then I didn't come from a farm background, but got involved in FFA my junior and senior year of high school. So I went and got my state and then American degree in FFA, which kind of led me into the interest of agriculture. But I wasn't completely sold on it yet. So then I went to Highland Community College in Freeport, Illinois, and changed my major from business administration to ag business. And then from there, I transferred to University of Wisconsin-Platteville and majored in ag business with an emphasis in management.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take your first break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back and we'll talk a little more. We're talking with Heidi Smith, manager of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. You're listening to The People Speak. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Still trying to get over this cold, so if I don't sound like me, that's that's why. Lovely weather for it, though. Again, we're talking with Heidi from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. The new manager took over March the 1st and already hit the ground and running.
Yeah, definitely. We've been staying busy with different upcoming events that we've had. And then my first week, I actually got to travel quite a bit. So it's been pretty fun.
So so get here and it's like, okay, well, we need to go here and here and here.
Yes. Yep. You're never at one place in the same time.
True. I mean, you're from up in more of a metro area, so this is probably a little bit of a difference as far as driving around and stuff. And
yeah, it's pretty nice that I can get to work in 2 minutes and versus I got about 15 or 20 minute commute where I'm
right
from.
And honking the horn and getting behind.
Oh,
the car,
yeah, gotta love traffic.
We were talking off the air there just now because Katie, that was manager for several years at the Farm Bureau, kind of established a tradition in the ice cream, especially at the Grand American. We were talking about that. You know, I mean, yeah, you're planning on continuing that, although that was not, you know,
yes,
you know, you don't think of ice cream as part of the job description of a Farm Bureau manager.
Definitely not. I know I have my work cut out for me for a good 10 or 12 days or so for ice cream making. So,
but I know it's like very popular.
Yes.
And like we said, the temperature that time of year, ice cream is something that people people are looking for.
Yeah.
Anything cold.
Yes.
No, I'm sure you'll do fine. Just come up with those new flavors, you know, to kind of.
Yeah. And I've been told there's a lot more work that goes into it than you'd think, too. So it'll be interesting. It'll be an experience. That's for sure.
True. So So what kind of other events that you've got coming up here soon?
Yeah, so actually with Illinois Farm Bureau as well, until April 15th, we're encouraging our members and anyone else who's interested to participate in an action request. So basically it's for the Clean Water Rule, and all you have to do is text WATERS to 52886, and it'll bring up a template that you can either fill out or you can just send it as is. And that's for showing comments in support of the proposed rule. And our goal is to have about 2,500 of those sent in by the deadline of April 15th. So if you're interested, you can do that as well. And then we also have, not with just Farm Bureau, but with agriculture in general, March 14th is National Ag Day. So we're encouraging everyone to show support to farmers and ranchers all over, just because they're constantly trying to provide food and clothing and everything else for us. So, yeah, if you eat food or wear clothes, thank a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We obviously wouldn't have food.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely need agriculture.
You know, and a lot of people, well, you being from a metro area and stuff, I mean, you know, a lot of people, that's not foremost on their minds. We're down here, we're used to seeing the tractors in the fields,
right,
and on the roads, and the grain being hauled to the market and stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely nice, especially being in a more rural community where people kind of know more about agriculture, whereas up in an urban agriculture area or in the metro area, it's kind of harder to reach out to those people that may not be as educated about agriculture. Mm-hmm. So it's important for Farm Bureau, but then also just agriculturalists in the field to explain to consumers, you know, this is where your food is coming from and this is what a GMO is, and just kind of educating any consumer about agriculture is super important. So on March 14th, we really emphasize, you know, if you know anything about agriculture, show your support, show, put things on Facebook, put things on Instagram, you know, things to reach out to the general public about agriculture.
Okay. Talking about the agriculture and that, I guess what, a little bit more about you, what enticed you to get into the...
Yeah, so with my experience with FFA, I really liked it, but I wasn't sure, you know, because being from a non-farm background, I wasn't sure, you know, am I able to go into agriculture? So when I went to Highland Community College, when I transferred up there, I really enjoyed their ag program. I took some classes. I figured, you know, might as well get my feet wet a little bit. And then I also joined their ag club and their Collegiate Farm Bureau. And really with Collegiate Farm Bureau, that's where it started, my passion for agriculture. And so I continued that, and I went to Platteville, and what I was, many different officer positions for Collegiate Farm Bureau, but then also became a School of Ag student ambassador and part of Ag Council at Platteville. So it was definitely interesting. I got to see a whole different world and from a different perspective, being a consumer and not from an ag background. You don't really see those day-to-day operations and how things work. So actually, once I got into it and really studied it, that's where my passion really started for it.
Okay. So what do you think of it?
I really enjoy it. It is a different world, and there are a lot of things that I still have yet to learn, but I love it how every day, especially with this job, I learn new things every day. And, I mean, coming from a place where we don't have the Mississippi River, so down here you guys have the Mississippi River, even just the transportation of goods on the river. I mean, we don't really have that up there. So I get to learn new things, and there's so many different aspects of agriculture in different areas too. So you have your animal science, and then you have your plant science, and then you have your business perspective. So there's so many different things and opportunities to be involved in agriculture. You just have to constantly learn about them. But
you know, that's one thing, even people in this area, sometimes you see the farmers in the fields and stuff, and you think, you know, they're operating the machinery and that, but you don't think of the business end of it.
Right.
And that's really a big part of it.
Yeah. And marketing is a huge thing, too. I mean, taking those classes in college, gosh, my head was spinning. I give props to farmers for doing that all the time, because that is rough. I mean, you wake up every day and you never know where prices are going to be or, especially with the tariffs going on with China. I mean, we, agriculturalist, you never know where you're going to be standing financially at the end of the month or at the end of the year. So, I mean, it always changes. It always keeps you on your toes. That's for sure.
Especially in this part of the country, the weather is a big...
Right. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's completely different as we were talking. The weather, I mean, just from 5 hours difference where I'm from to here is completely different too. So, I mean, farmers up there, they can't even get into the field, whereas it's a little bit nicer down here. And then vice versa, during the summer, they have a little bit nicer weather. It's not so humid as far as that goes, and they're able to get a little bit more done. So it's crazy. I mean, statewide even, you'd think, yeah, maybe states are different, but Illinois is a pretty big state, and it differs a lot.
It's a long state, north to south.
Yes. Yeah. It stretches over a huge area of land. And then up there, of course, everyone makes fun of me because I'm a flatlander. So it's really flat up there. But down here, you got the hills. So it's been interesting. You know, I like to learn every day, and I like to be told new things. I mean, it's such a different world if you leave where you're from and you go to a different area.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the St. Louis area now and stuff. And, people are different.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily in a bad way, but just, I mean, you probably noticed around here, people speak to you, you know, mm-hmm. you go by and when you're bigger cities and stuff, more metro areas, people are a little more reserved.
Yeah. It's nice to see a familiar face when you go to the grocery store versus if you're in a huge area, you don't really know many people.
Exactly. So so I guess where do you see things going?
With as far as agriculture or just in general?
Well, okay. Since you've been in, 5 days? You know, how do you see yourself in your new position and where do things go?
Yeah, I've always wanted this job, honestly, since I joined Collegiate Farm Bureau. I worked with some managers at community college to see what being a manager entails, and I really enjoyed it. So I know that this is a position that I wouldn't just give up right away. I would really work for it and try to incorporate new ideas and new things that we can do as Farm Bureau. And I can definitely see making a career out of it, honestly, because, like I said, every day is different. You learn something every day. You're always on your toes, and so you're always going. So, I mean, Farm Bureau especially, we're advocates for agriculture. So it's important, too, to remind others, you know, being a member is more than just being a member. You get a lot of benefits out of it, and you can also be a part of different things like our action requests, and your voice is heard as an agriculturalist and just as a member as well. So I do love Farm Bureau, and I like everything that I've done so far. I mean, granted, I've only been official for a couple days, but I have spent a couple weeks here at the office kind of learning the ropes, and I've enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to years to come with it.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our next break, and we'll come back and talk some more with Heidi. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO. Again, we'll be right back. Welcome back. About 6.5 minutes left in the program today. Again, we're talking with Heidi Smith, the new manager of the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And Heidi's there, and people want to meet you or whatever, just stop in and say
hi. Of course, I'm always in my office, and if not, they will let you know when I'll be back. My assistants are great. They got my calendar right on their computer as well, so just drop in, say hello, totally open to it.
So they know what you're doing.
Yeah. they know where I'm at all times.
So I guess you mentioned a few things that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie had talked to some of the different programs that the Farm Bureau offers, the Ag in the Classroom.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. So Ag in the Classroom, we actually just had our Ag Expo in Chester. So we were able, basically what our Ag Expo is, if you're unaware, is we set up several different tables. So specifically at Chester, we did the gymnasium, and we just set up different areas. So the table I worked was livestock, and we had one for grain, and we had one for dairy. So the kids get the opportunity, as well as their teachers, to travel to different tables and they can just learn about the different areas that we're talking about. And then they also got some ice cream sandwiches from us too, which it was a crowd favorite. Of course, you gotta give some sweets to little kids, oh, yeah. Right? But that's a yearly thing. So
send them home.
Yep. No, well, sometimes, unless they, we as a livestock table, we were right after the dairy. So, of course, you know, they were more focused on right. their ice cream than they were the livestock. But true. That's okay. It was, they were there and they were listening. But just to be able to tell those kids something that they didn't know about is awesome, because just seeing their reactions on their face too. So, but Brandy does a really great job about going to different classrooms throughout the year and working with teachers and students to explain to them, you know, this is about this area of agriculture today. And she always changes it up, and she always has something new going on. So, but Ag Expo is one of our biggest events we have every year with Ag in the Classroom.
So, yeah, that was always, you know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past. I mean, it's, you think of the Farm Bureau, you think of the farmers out there and stuff, but it's also about educating.
Yeah, of course.
The younger generation mm-hmm. to bring them up, you know, to continue this tradition.
Right. Know. And many of those students, too, they once they got the information from us at Ag Expo, if we told them something really cool they had no idea about, they would always say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go tell my mom. So, I mean, even just kids are fascinated by a lot of things. So just to be able to kind of break that barrier with the kids, too, and get them to understand the bare minimums, at least, so they can go and tell their parents, and they can tell their kids, brothers and sisters, because maybe their parents don't know, or maybe their brothers and sisters don't know. So kind of helps educate them, but then they can also educate other people as well.
Right. I was married to a farmer's daughter, and so growing up in town, you know, still in a rural area, mm-hmm. but yet I learned a lot of things, you know, from her dad, and that, you know, it's like that, you know, deal with agriculture that you really don't think about.
Right. I mean, and especially with agriculture is changing constantly with all the different technology and what's going on as far as, you know, legal things or government-wise or trade-wise is crazy. So you learn something new every day.
Right. Yeah, it's not just the, you know, the grain you see going to the market, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trade deals with other countries, foreign countries, China.
Yeah.
You know, places, you know, we don't even think about, you know, a lot of the grain may be going there.
Right. And there's a lot, too, that comes into play as far as what happens after grain is marketed. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many different steps, and you don't have to be a farmer to be involved in agriculture. Obviously, you can be the person transporting the grain from the farm to the elevator, or from the elevator to wherever it may go after that. So, I mean, there's so many different pathways to be involved in agriculture, too, that, I mean, many consumers wouldn't even think about. So, and you got your vets, and you got all the different areas that work with animals. So, it's amazing to see all the difference, and then tell those little kids about them as well.
Right. You know, and you know, the animals in that, you know, people from more of the metro areas and stuff, you know, maybe haven't even seen, you know, a cow or a...
Yep. And so with our FFA chapters up in Sycamore DeKalb area, we have a FFA week, just like everyone else would. But one of our events during FFA week for both of our schools is we'll have a petting zoo, and we'll invite kids from the elementary schools to come and see what a farm animal looks like. I mean, many of those kids maybe haven't seen what a Hereford is or what a Holstein is. So to be able to let them see that firsthand is awesome, because then, again, they can go and tell their parents, Mom, I saw a cow today. Like, just being able to have that experience and being able to reach and educate students is amazing.
Right. Yeah. One of the running jokes, and I guess, I don't know if it's bad enough, but I saw a post on Facebook when deer season started, someone had painted cow on the side of their cow, you know,
yeah.
for the people from up north that come down to deer hunt.
Right. You know? Yeah.
But no, I, Again, what have you got coming up here?
So March 15th from 1 to 3, Gateway FS, Washington, Perry, Monroe, and Randolph County Farm Bureaus are working together to host a dicamba training at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex here in Sparta. So if you're interested, you can call the Farm Bureau and we can set you up so you can attend. And then March 19th, we have the Randolph County Farm Bureau Board of Directors is and the Governmental Affairs Committee is hosting an evening in the country event, but this is more for just the elected officials to come. But basically what it is we invite them to come and we just get to speak with them as a board and as a committee and explain to them, you know, that we're advocating for agriculture. Right. So this is really important to us, like, how can we work together to implement something or change something? So we build relationships with our elected officials locally, but then also statewide. So we invite our senators and our representatives as well. So that's a yearly event too.
All right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but Heidi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Welcome to Randolph County.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next month then.
Of course.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.